Your audio and video source featuring Indianapolis tech trends, marketing industry champions, and business innovation. This is Edge of Indy. Broadcasting from Edge Media Studios. Let's get today's conversation started.
Welcome back to Edge of Indy. This is our third episode of Edge of Indy, and for those of you who are first-timers watching the show, we are constantly focusing on innovators inside of Indianapolis, either in the marketing trends, technology, as well as just business entrepreneurs, as well as causes that are happening inside Indianapolis. And today we wanted to actually introduce you to a cause that is near and dear to our heart, and that is Chosen Ministries. And we're lucky enough to have Maria Santiago, who is the director of Chosen Ministries, on Edge of the Web today. So, Maria, thank you for coming on board.
Thank you for having me here today.
Oh, you're more than welcome, more than welcome. Maria, we talked a little bit, and it just blew me away what you do in Indianapolis. Can you give me a quick understanding of what Chosen Ministries is all about?
Absolutely. Chosen is a three-year-old nonprofit organization that helps impoverished single parents to overcome poverty. And we create a variety of tools that are really removing barriers to their success.
Okay.
So we provide career coaching, financial literacy, life skills, and one-on-one mentoring.
Wow, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. There's so much in this space that's needed. Tell us about some of the challenges that you've experienced. How long have you been doing this to begin with?
We are just starting our third year, so we are relatively new.
What did you do before you started this?
I was in the insurance industry for several years.
Me too.
And then became a stay-at-home mom and decided to go back and finish my management degree before starting Chosen.
Very cool. Where did you do your time in insurance?
Several companies, State Farm, MetLife, and a company here on the north side.
North side. Standard?
Actually, it's called NAMIC, the National Association of Mutual Insurance Companies.
Okay. Yeah, those big words.
Yes.
So, yeah. I'm an old PNC health, dog. So,
you understand.
Dog. Yes, I do understand. Yes, that's why I cover up all my gray hair because of all the insurance time I did. So, yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm not
gonna respond to that. So tell us, why did you choose to break away from your corporate pursuit and actually focus on Chosen Ministries?
Sure. The nonprofit has a lot to do with my story. I started in the insurance industry because I myself was struggling and in a cycle of poverty and really couldn't afford to finish my education the traditional way with a four-year degree. And so I went to a vocational program, got my property and casualty insurance license, and then was able to be self-sufficient. And so I started Chosen because I'm actually the first person in my family to be born in this country. My family's from Mozambique, Africa. And I watched them just struggle throughout our time here. And then when I was about 12, we moved back to Mozambique in the middle of a civil war. And I found myself...
That sounds really scary.
It was very scary. I found myself just stuck in a cycle of generational poverty and ended up having to drop out of ninth grade. And if it weren't for my uncle, who at the time was the only blood relative living here in the country, I wouldn't be here today. He represents the first mentor in my life. And so I really believe in that concept of one-on-one mentoring. I think it can change somebody's life just by allowing them to have a different perspective. And that is something that he gave me as I lived in his home. And he just represents the first in a long line of mentors in my life.
What a gift. It truly is amazing how you can do that with just some one-on-one time with just even a child. It can make such a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, you saw the need.
Mm-hmm.
You experienced what that type of bootstrapping is, what that type of inspirational deposit, so to speak, from your mentor, the care that he was taking with you. But that, I mean, you have the number of stages here is that you witness this, but that's a different pursuit of actually turning this around and actually doing this for other people. So
that's
tell me what happened in your life as you, I mean, it could be very easy just thanking that person and then moving on mm-hmm. into your career.
Sure.
What gave you pause to actually want to give back?
Yeah, I always felt like, you know, why me? Why was I the person that got to come here mm-hmm. back to the United States and not the rest of my family? And I felt like I was supposed to do something big in my life and I was supposed to give back. I just saw the need all the time.
Right.
And in fact, our very first client, the person that really drove me to continue this and pursue it at a greater level, was a single mom, age 21, had a 4-year-old son and was pregnant with a little girl. And she was essentially homeless. She was couch surfing from one friend's home to another.
Oh, my Lord.
And there were all kinds of great people that were coming alongside her. She was attending a church here and there that, you know, someone would bring groceries, another person would bring a couch or mm-hmm. Clothing. But then, you know, she never really was improving and people were having a hard time understanding why was she not moving from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. And so I asked the question, you know, has anybody ever taught her how to do a resume? Has anybody taught her how to interview or, you know, dress for success or just speak appropriately? Has anybody talked to her about opening up a checking account and managing her finances? And has anybody really gotten to the root of the problem as to why she was stuck in this cycle of poverty? And so her and I did this together, and she changed completely in 9 months. And I thought, if that model works for this young lady, it could work for so many more people.
So many more. That's amazing.
So some basic skills that a lot of people actually take for granted.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I think in our conversations, I liken that to Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. Mm-hmm. And that's an incredible series of classes that you can take that really re-educates you and fill in the gaps of some financial knowledge that should be taught in high school, right?
Oh, but, totally absolutely. Should be taught in yeah. high school. I had to show my son how to write a check the other day,
right.
and it really made me mad. I was like, what do you mean? It just seems so basic to me,
right.
but it's not.
No, it's not. And I mean, to that point, there's so many shoulds that are in society now, and you know, there's always armchair type of quarterbacking where, yeah, that somebody should do something about that, right?
Right.
In this space, teaching these type of these principles of how to act professionally, how to you know, go after what you're trying to go after, and know what you need to accomplish, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've taken it upon yourself to jump in there and manage that and be able to provide a good deal of steerage and instructions to a number of individuals, right? Again, I'm still in awe that you rarely hear that type of initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? I mean, you were inspired, but how did you? One thing is working in a professional environment, but how did you learn how to create an organization?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think I'm really self-taught. I'd done a lot of research and talked to a lot of people and really knew what I wanted to do.
Right.
And I think every good business starts with a strong strategic plan. And so that's the way I started. And then there's just the hustle of talking to as many people as I could about what my vision was, what the plan was. And so we just went from there. It has, of course, developed over time into so much more. But I believe that we can help so many more people with the right network and the right funding.
Absolutely.
Because the need is so great.
No, it absolutely is. And I mean, you are a living testimony of what Christ asks us to do.
Absolutely.
And not just be on the sidelines and making a mention or commenting, but actually leading and actually giving back and showing that love that he shows to us. So how are you developing this program? You couldn't just do it alone. You have a good number of people that are helping you in this, right? Oh, yeah, no offense. You could do it alone.
Yeah.
There's not many people that could. Who's helping you in this space?
honestly, for the first year and a half, it was myself and a few board members. And I did do all of the mentoring, all of the career coaching, all of the financial literacy, and all of the life skills by myself. But what happened with that is it limited us to the amount of people that we could serve because you're right, you can't do it just by yourself. Mm-hmm. So in this last, really this year, since spring, we've moved from just beyond me to a great amount of volunteers.
Oh, fantastic.
And so we've got a good, strong foundation of mentors mm-hmm. that serve our clients. We have a career coach. We have a client services director, and we do have a little bit of administrative help as well. So things are moving right along, and it's allowing us and setting us up for a time of growth where we can hopefully double our clientele, if not triple.
Before we get to how people can help, can you give us some success stories that you've had these past 3 years with individuals that you've been able to help teach and get placed in positions?
Absolutely. We just helped a young lady who graduated from dental assistant school. Mm-hmm. And she came to us having graduated from this school but not being able to pass her exam. Full of debt, not understanding how to manage that money, frustrated because she kept failing her radiology portion of her exam and didn't really have people in her environment that could kind of push her and encourage her along. Mm-hmm. And so we started immediately working with her on things like her resume and interviewing, but also we mentored and tutored her so that she could pass that exam. When she was finished with that exam, we bought her scrubs. We, you know, made sure that she was ready for the interview, and she now has a full-time job on the South Side. She is going through our financial literacy courses, and she's really learning to be self-sufficient. Awesome. And we're so proud of her.
That's awesome.
And that's a fantastic story. Can you tell me a little bit about the pride that she feels now?
Oh, she's a totally different person. I mean, she's beaming every time we see her. She feels confident. Mm-hmm. She knows that that is just the beginning and not necessarily the end.
Right.
Because one of the things that's unique about Chosen is we're not really focused on that step A client, meaning that person that's coming out of homelessness or they're really struggling and they're needing more social services.
Right.
That's not really what we do. We're really set up to help that person that's maybe working at a entry level minimum wage job mm-hmm. and is saying, okay, how do I get into a career? How do I get to that next level? And so you can see now that she's arrived at that next level, but she knows that there's more ahead for her, and she's ready and willing to go get it. So it's been a huge transformation.
Whenever, and you've seen that happen time and time again. Mm-hmm. What do you see getting accomplished whenever they first get that job? Do you see a momentum starting to shift and where the challenges that they come up against are more easily handled?
Yeah, I do. I see that momentum. They can see the success is there, and that, you know, with God, all things are possible. We've kind of proven that to them.
Right.
And so I see a change in people that have gone through that. It is tough to get started, but I think the people that are coming to us and saying, hey, I want help, they're already ready for that change.
Right.
And that's also the difference. I always tell people we're not in the business of convincing people they need to change. We're here when they decide that, okay, this is a pivoting moment in my life and I'm ready to change, but I just really lack that network and I really lack the know-how to get from point A to point B. So if you will, we're a bridge.
Right. And it really is true that people typically, they will not change actually until they are absolutely ready to change. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that you saw that girl transition from, I want to change, I want to do something with my life, and then going out and doing the things that you guys helped her do, and then still being on track and being hungry for the next step. That's really amazing.
Yeah,
that's great.
Oh, but it is absolutely great, and it's inspirational to be able to see, you know, it's understanding that any condition that we're in, and any place where we think that we cannot change our environment and our socioeconomic scenario, our situation, you're demonstrating to people regularly that what you have is not what you could have,
right?
And giving them pride in and accomplishing their dreams. By the individuals that are doing this, other people are being affected, right? That may not be at that poverty level, but they're witnessing these changes.
Absolutely.
And that has another wake, another ripple effect. So tell me about the sponsors, the companies that have come alongside you to offer support, because, you know, there's certainly an alignment there. Tell me about some of these companies.
Yeah. As you can imagine, there's so many costs that go into serving a client throughout a 12-month period.
Right.
And so when those organizations that partner with us can see the transformation, it's exciting to them and it's
absolutely
motivating. A lot of people that are Christians in the business place often say to me, I know that I can make money, but I want something more. I want to further God's kingdom with that money. I want to give back to the community, and I need an outlet to do that. And I think that an organization like ours allows them to do it.
Yeah.
Another thing that we're really big on is skills-based mentoring. So not only do organizations that partner with us just help financially, but they're actually able to be a part of what we're doing by using the skills that they use every day in the business
right
world to affect our clients. Internships are big.
I was going to ask you
that. Job shadowing. Yeah,
I
absolutely. Because, you know, all of us, it's easy to get a job when you know somebody that knows somebody.
Right.
And the same thing is true for our clients. And so the more employer partners that we can establish, the more strategic partners that we can have, it's good for the client and it's good for that partner as well, because they get to give back on a daily basis. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a kid that doesn't have any place to go after school that, you know, you deem qualifies to be able to help you out with some admin stuff. And just being in that work environment kind of gives them a different perspective than just going at home and staring at the Xbox all night long. You
absolutely
know what I mean?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
You know, the partnerships and the companies that are assisting you, and they certainly, it's not just financial. They're providing mentorship, they're providing skills support. It's a huge benefit to those companies that come alongside you, because I mean there's the old mantra, when one teaches, two learn,
right.
And to be able to help individuals, It does establish a great team environment in these organizations, and there's not only the pride of helping, but you can also learn and codify inside the organization some understandings of how to treat each other. I mean, I'm just saying that there's so many effects of what you're doing, you know, and companies that can come alongside you. Not that they are looking for those type of added benefits, but they're getting it almost by association.
Right.
Well, that's amazing. So can you name some of the companies that have actually helped you so far?
Sure. We have Hayes Companies. They have helped us tremendously. Ignition here in Indianapolis, Owens Insurance Agency, Mitchell Tech Connect, mm-hmm. Russ Ford at West Point Financial has helped us.
Fantastic.
The Skyline Club of Indianapolis has
absolutely
helped us. Diversity Church Indy, Soma Church Indy. We have so many great strategic partners. I'm sure I'm forgetting a few, but they are listed on our website. And we've also got Kaleo. Jane's Consulting has come alongside us. Mm-hmm. The We Give Foundation has helped us tremendously as well. In fact, they are interested in coordinating and just working with us on finding a way where we can bridge that gap when a young woman gets a job that's paying maybe $15 or $16 an hour,
right,
loses her child care voucher, but still needs to have child care provided. And so they're looking at helping with funding for that. Of course, we use Dress for Success as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we supplement with some of our own business casual attire just to help them along. Because, you know, most of the time when somebody goes from a fast food environment or entry-level environment, they just don't have the clothing.
Right.
And so one or two items is amazing. It's an amazing gift from Dress for Success. But we also like to supplement that so that they have a variety of things to wear.
So can people donate like clothes and stuff like that directly to you?
From time to time, we don't have that much space.
Okay.
So, you know, we always try to, if we have the room, we'll take it, absolutely. If not, we refer to our partner, Dress for Success.
Gotcha.
That's fantastic. So, I mean, obviously, And this is the season of giving right now. And every Christmas, you know, there's certainly a number of causes that can be benefited by donation dollars. We wanted to bring this to our audience and share your story. There's a lot of inspiration in what you do, and being able to see these individuals be able to be prideful of, not prideful, but have pride in what they're doing, and be able to move somebody from a point of poverty to being a great contributing member of society. How can people donate if they wanted to donate to your cause? Do you have anything set up online where people can actually provide you some sponsorship or donation dollars?
Yes, we do. People can go to iamchosen.org. Mm-hmm. There is a give section on our website that people can go to. We are a 501c3, so your contribution is tax deductible. And so we just appreciate every single dollar. We are funded privately at this point in time.
Right.
And we operate on such a minuscule budget, but we are desperately trying to make it work. So even what you might think is a small gift for a grassroots startup organization, right, it's a big deal.
No, I completely agree. And, you know, you're also wanting to develop a for-profit organization as well coming out of this. Tell me a little bit about that, the support of these two organizations and what the for-profit is going to be doing.
Yeah, it's really cool. So Chosen Ministries is the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. The for-profit side is called Virtually Chosen.
Right.
And it does a couple of things. We provide resume services, so resume packages that include a resume, a cover letter, and a LinkedIn profile.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide virtual administrative services. So if you're a small business and you feel like you're not really ready to have somebody come on full time,
right,
but maybe you need somebody for like 12 hours a month or 20 hours, and you have some projects that you might like us to do, that's definitely something that we can take on. How it affects Chosen Ministries is pretty unique.
Mm-hmm.
Many times, whether we are in entry-level positions or we're more towards the top-level executives, we can't necessarily always get from point A to B without experience or people that we know. And so what it's designed to do is allow clients that are not moving into other sectors but want to be in the business community to have a one-year paid internship and learn on-the-job training and act as support staff to us. Mm-hmm. So it provides them a living, sustainable wage.
Sure.
It provides them training, and it allows anybody that's interested in working with us to automatically give back to the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fantastic. So you have some goals with Virtually Chosen, and Virtually Chosen is going to work hand-in-hand with I Am Chosen, right?
That's right. So all of the revenue, after our clients' salaries are paid, after we meet expenses, mm-hmm, goes right back into Chosen Ministries to serve more clients. So it is a social enterprise, and its sole purpose is to provide jobs and to provide revenue to the nonprofit.
Well, that's fantastic.
It really is. It's cool.
I was suitably impressed whenever we talked last, our first meeting. I'm blown away with your pursuit and your passion towards this. This is very personal for you. This is not just a job. This is your calling, right?
Absolutely, it is.
That said, there's opportunities for companies to come alongside you. So, how does a company become a partner with your organization?
Yeah, all of the partners that we have now have literally just built a relationship with us. You know, so just picking up the phone, having a cup of coffee, and talking about what your passions are versus what our passions are, and coming alongside and partnering.
Mm-hmm.
Some like to sponsor events like our annual fundraiser, and they get complete recognition for that.
Mm-hmm.
We had about 10 corporate sponsors for our annual fundraiser that happened to be this past September at the Skyline Club, and all of those sponsors had recognition in our newsletter, social media platforms leading up to the event, mm-hmm, and after the event as well. So we like to give great recognition to our partners, but we also like to include them in what's happening at Chosen on a monthly basis. We always have great stories to tell of what their dollars are doing. And I really feel like all of them feel as if they're getting a good return on their investment. It's not just sponsoring something and forgetting about it. They're really included in on what's going on a monthly basis, whether they themselves are mentoring and giving, or they're providing internships or job opportunities, or even participating in our learning video series as we go along. It's just a great way that any business can partner with us.
So there it is, and that's what we challenge. Other companies that are listening to this, and we're certainly going to get the word out. And we're wanting to come alongside you and help in certain manners of marketing to help lift the brand and kind of showcase your organization, because this is what Edge of Indy is about. It's yes. Actually showing what is happening and who to pay attention to inside of Indianapolis. And you're doing such a fantastic job mentoring. And it's not just a single instance where you get that person to their next job. This is a touch point with them into the foreseeable future, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Statistics show that in order for somebody to get out of that cycle of poverty, it could be many, many years.
Right.
And so we're very young as an organization, but I would expect that we would work with clients 1 to 2 years at a minimum. Because, again, we're not just trying to get them a job that's a minimum wage job. We're trying to move them to self-sufficiency in right. every single area of their lives. Mm-hmm.
Understood. Well, you gave us a success story. Can you give us, to wrap up here, can you give us any inspirational moments that you have? Because like I said, it's a very unique thing to see anybody leave their career path and actually dedicate their lives to a ministry, okay? That helps people. I mean, you are a chosen few. Can you give us some inspirational experiences, or a single experience that you had over the last 3 years that rang your bell, so to speak, of, wow, this is incredibly important beyond what you were seeing with your regular work with these individuals? Can you give me something that you've experienced that took your breath away?
Yeah, you know, I shared with all of our partners and those who support us just yesterday a great story. We are set up to be able to serve people not only here in Indianapolis, but really, really anywhere due to the fact that the tools that we use are just, you know, things like learning video series and e-newsletters, so they can access them wherever they're at. And we had a young lady who we've been long distance mentoring, so to speak, and she had already given up 2 children for adoption, probably 3 different men involved in her life. We met her when she was pregnant and had a 1-year-old child, and she was going to attempt to parent for the first time. And we've been working with her for probably about 9 to 10 months, and she emailed yesterday and said, you know what, just by you being there, and you constantly giving me the same message, I've changed my life completely. I have a job. I have a home to live in. I'm parenting my 2 children, and I have a bright future, and I know that I can make this work. And so that was really, it was cool to hear that. We didn't do all of the things that Chosen does. We just tried to help her the best way we could. But even just the mentoring alone, we've got 4 legs of Chosen, but we did 1 thing and we mentored and it worked and she changed her life.
It does help knowing that you're not alone. I think feeling isolated and kind of hopeless is one of those things that can kind of paralyze you. So knowing that there's someone there to go back to and kind of touch base, I think that is, that's an amazing way to give back to someone, in addition to what you already do, obviously, but just knowing that there's someone there that, you know, you can count on is very important, especially someone who's struggling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we wanted to thank you for spending some time today and sharing your mission and your goals. Again, we certainly would highly recommend any of the network of friends of Site Strategics and Edge of the Web to
Edge of Indy
and Edge of Indy, absolutely. It's the entire global front of our broadcast.
All of us.
All of us. We certainly would want to challenge some of the great companies that we know to come in and because there's so many great skills that they could also teach as well.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
So reach out and contact Chosen. And be able to see what you can do to help. I mean, it's not just money, and that's what's actually really important. Right. Having companies that can extend opportunities,
yes,
for these individuals,
yes,
that's probably even not to say that the donations wouldn't be appreciated, but that's the putting together a network of caring companies that want to help. I mean, there's a lot of you out there, and we know you're out there. So
we know who you are.
So we're going to knock on your doors, you know. Come back to this broadcast, and you'll be able to see this. But we will be contacting our friends and want to make sure that we introduce you in the best way possible, because you certainly are doing something fantastic.
Well, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Any last words? Well, first and foremost, how they get a hold of you?
You can call 317-522-7283. Okay. You can visit us online at iamchosen.org. Mm-hmm. And I cannot thank you enough for having me on the show.
Oh,
I am so
pleasure.
Excited about what we're doing and what God's going to do in the lives of those that we serve now and in the year to come.
Fantastic. All right. With that, we're going to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Are we doing another Edge of Indy before the end of the year?
I don't know if we're doing one before the end of the year.
If we are, then we'll say it again
right.
next week.
Yeah, well, we won't say Merry Christmas again.
We can say Merry Christmas whenever we want to.
I suppose. You'll look kind of weird.
I resemble that remark. So we certainly want to thank Maria for introducing us to her organization. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Yeah. And we will be touching base with you very soon, and also touching base with the companies that we want to introduce you to as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. All right. That's Edge of Indy. And we will be back around talking about new things that are happening in Indianapolis. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.